This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
You know what I've been getting annoyed with? The whole April Fool's Day business.
Why?
It's just stupid. All these businesses are pranking people online, they're releasing all these fake products. What's the point?
I thought it was fantastic. I loved it.
Really?
It was a really good one. There was the girl who plays Arya in Game of Thrones was on Conan O'Brien, and she pretended that she slipped, that I'm so upset that Arya died on the second episode. And then she covered her mouth, pretended to cry, then ran off the stage. And we're all going, oh, my God, she's just given away the scoop.
Yeah.
And then they came back on and went, April Fool's. So it was a good one. There are some good ones out there.
Maybe I'm just a softie and don't like pranks. I don't know.
Do you know, when I was nine, my mother took me into Sydney, and there was a radio station in Sydney, an AM radio station, that was going to take a jumbo under the Harbour Bridge. So we all thought it was going to be this jumbo plane. So we all arrived down at the Circular Quay. We're all sitting
there. Yeah, yeah.
And they bought an elephant on a barge. Yeah. And it had April Fool's. So that's what I remember as a kid, being sitting there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We've had good experience.
We really thought, yeah, a jumbo was going to fly under the Harbour Bridge, but it wasn't.
Maybe I've got some deep-seated pain associated with it.
Have people been harassing you? Like, are you an April Fool?
Maybe. I don't even remember it. I don't know why I'm so salty and bitter.
Yeah, don't be so salty. It's the one day of the year that you can actually take the piss out of everybody and at the end go, April Fool, you know?
I'm surprised you didn't play one on me. Tom, I wanted to talk about how Joy has a series of mugs like I'm drinking out of this morning. And I was reading.
They just sit on the shelf in an open cupboard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awful for hygiene, as I was reading. Because apparently, according to a hygiene doctor by the name of Dr. Lisa Ackley, one in five mugs in the corporate office have fecal matter in them.
But, I mean, we've been knowing that forever. Have you noticed that the nuts, remember in the old days in a bar, in a pub, they used to have, like, nuts that would sit on the bar and you could help yourself.
So I don't know that because I wasn't allowed to be in a bar.
It was the same thing in those days that they tested them once and they were all full of fecal matter, because think about how many people go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
Do you know...
That's nasty.
See, I'm scared. I've been trapped into a toilet before because I can't touch the toilet door.
What do you mean you can't touch the toilet door?
Because you see so many people come out of the bathroom and don't wash their hands. I'm scared. So you've washed your hands, you've done the right bit, then you've got to open the door. I think about all the diseases on
it. That defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
So years ago, remember that everything had paper towels, so you could steal a paper towel and you'd use that to open the door to get yourselves out. Now it's all these hand dryers.
Yeah, okay.
So I have to carry a spare tissue with me just so I can get in and out.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that paranoid?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Okay, here's my theory. On the whole washing hands business. I think you should wash your hands before you go to touch your private parts. Because think about it, right? The amount of things you touch in the world, your hands are grubby, but your private bits have been in their underwear the whole day. Nice and enclosed, they'll be cleaner than your hands. If I go with my grubby mitts and touch my bits, the amount of things I could pick up, it's
please
bad.
Don't tell me that. Now you've put... See, I'm okay until I see something gross. So it wasn't until I saw someone come out of the bathroom and then just go straight out. I thought, oh, my God.
That's a real thing, yeah.
The other thing, my children have a fear as well. They won't touch the railings on an escalator, because we're going up there once and I saw this man sneeze in his hand. You could see the sneezy bits and he put his hand straight up. So from now, I would yell at my children, don't touch that.
I love how you call them sneezy bits. That made him gross. Yeah, well, this doctor, like the doctor of hygiene, I guess, just went to a company and gave him a couple of sound advice. One thing that I picked up is if you're going to use a mug from the office, use boiling water beforehand to absolutely eradicate any ickies.
Okay, I can understand that. But you know what? The whole world is dirty. You know, and I think we need some germs. I think we're also germophobe. I mean, what happened? Have you been to India? Let me tell you, there's fecal matter over everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, you're breathing it in. Yeah, I think in this country we're too blah.
Too prissy?
Yeah.
Even though you use napkin soap and toilet doors?
Look, that's a problem. I need to see professional help for that.
You know? Come quick, get to the water cooler. This is intense. So, Tom, what do you got for me?
There's seven words that Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton aren't allowed to say.
Oh, the bloody royals again, huh?
There's things like you're allowed to say pardon, instead you've got to say sorry. You can't say couch, you've got to say sofa.
Yep. Is that American, not British?
Well, they say sofa. They don't like the word couch. There's lots of things. But I bet you they also don't say the word bin night. Things like that. Could you imagine mortgage? There's quite a lot of other words they're not allowed to use.
Cleaning, wiping your own bottom.
Also, I don't think they're allowed to ask the Queen, can they borrow that tiara they stole out of Germany? I think you're not allowed to say that.
Look, Tom, I want to know your thoughts on this one. Mm-hmm. My mum's going to be angry at this. Mama DJ Mikey D. But she shares her toothbrush occasionally with her partner. Is that weird?
Wow. Yes, I think it's a little bit weird, but then again, I've put some things in my mouth that I had no idea where they've come from, so really, I can't judge. And did you know that KFC have a secret menu?
No way.
If you download the app, it gives you all these little clues, and you can go there and you get some new or different food.
Should we try that out after the show?
Well, I think it could be an idea, but I think there's an issue with that.
Why?
I don't think you can call it real food. We've got to hit something very important today.
We do.
Because a terrible thing comes into law today. The little tiny island of Brunei today starts Sharia law, which basically means gay people are going to be stoned to death, as well as adultery. There's multiple things that happen.
So many rape victims can be stoned to death as well. I mean, Sharia law is pretty brutal. Like, a lot of the Muslim faith don't abide by this. It's only, I think it's something like 8 countries around the world.
Unfortunately, this is the only country that has this death penalty that still flies into Australia. So it is time that we actually try boycott and not let Royal Brunei in here.
No, yeah, exactly. That's why we should start our own boycott, because Ellen's starting one.
Ellen, Elton John, George Clooney, they're all trying to call the boycott to all those swanky hotels. You know, well, what have we got there? The Beverly Hills, the Bel Air. We're like, The Dorchester. But look, what are we going to say? We all know it's terrible. We all need to actually get behind this, and we need to be pressuring our government. Let's not let these people in our country.
They shouldn't.
But what upset me the most, and I don't know anyone else has done it, I actually went today to Smart Traveller, which is the Australian government site that tells you when you should travel.
Yeah,
and
you're telling me about this.
Shall I tell you their advice? Their advice today was they advised that all LGBTI people, if you are on the Royal Brunei plane or arrive in Brunei, just pretend you're not gay. So that's the thing. The Australian government is advising people to pretend and lie that you're gay.
I mean, how hard is that? Because, like, we've done what we can to make the plebiscite happen. Yep. Shouldn't have happened anyway. It should have been legal, obviously. But then it's so hard, we can't force other areas of the world to change.
Of course. I mean, that's his country and he's the king or the sultan or whoever he wants to be. That's up to him to decide. But I think as a country, even Australia, who are equal and we believe in everything, we should not let that aeroplane land on our shores.
We shouldn't.
Because, you know, once you get on that aeroplane, they shut the doors and taxi away from our airport, you're automatically under the country of law.
And legally they can stone you to death now. That's the new the Sharia law that's just been introduced.
Starts today. Look, this is terrible. Look, we do have news. We've got Con walking in. Oh, look at him in his double denim. You're looking very attractive today, Con.
Thanks, Tommy. You're embarrassing me. I'm not the news. I'm trying to read the news.
Look, Con, weigh in. What do you think about the whole Sultan of Brunei introducing some pretty whack laws?
Yeah, it's disturbing to think that in this 21st century we're reverting back to sort of middle-aged kind of treatment of stoning people to death, and that should be an issue, that no one should be stoned to death, regardless of their sexuality or any other preference.
Do you know, I actually went to Brunei 12 years ago
by
accident, just as a stop-off, and me and Wayne spent 6 hours out into the town, got a drive around.
Yep.
Did you know the Sultan has fairy lights in his garden? They're actually made of diamonds.
Well,
so he just has diamonds strung across his trees and little lights flicker off him. I mean, it would look beautiful, but yeah.
Yeah, interesting man.
I mean, the opposition is rising all around the world because, obviously, one of the news reports this morning was the Transport for London Authority have taken the initiative to remove all advertisements off their Qatar Airlines that are on their underground tube stations.
Okay, good.
And as you mentioned, George Clooney also came out with a statement sort of saying, well, we should sort of not try to use any of their hotels that they have around the world. So, you know, the more voices we have about this, the more hopefully it'll sort of...
The problem is there's only people like Clooney that can actually afford to stay at these hotels. Have you ever seen the night price? We won't.
So I want to talk about the 9 mental health signs to watch in your pets, because apparently mental health doesn't just affect humans.
Do you have a dog? Are you a pet boy?
I do. I have a dog called Oscar.
And what type of dog?
He's a husky. The big fluffy ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small version of that called a Japanese Spitz, and he's all white. He looks like a polar bear.
And they lose a ridiculous amount of hair, don't they? Yeah. I had a neighbour that had one, and you'd look in their backyard, and it would look like snow had covered the place.
Yeah, it's like an old Western with like the tumbleweeds that go around everywhere.
Our last dog, I loved our last dog. She was a rescue.
Okay, yeah.
And we had her for 14 years. And the hair she used to lose, so when we got a dog this time, I swore to God... So I looked for a dog that doesn't lose hair.
Yeah,
there's only two dogs in the world that don't lose hair, and I've got both.
I want to compare doggies because my dog was from a breeder, so I wasn't as good spirited as you. I didn't get a rescue, but here are some of the things to look out for if your dog's got doggy depression or like high anxiety. So generalized anxiety. Did your dog have that?
Well, when we first got the rescue dog, she had anxiety, like every loud sound and things like that. But she was found in a plastic bag on the side of the road. Kids on a skateboard found the dog inside a plastic bag.
Okay.
So I can see why she's sad. Yeah.
So my dog has this, but he was from a very bougie pound, so I don't know what his deal is. So generalized anxiety, like very flighty, separation anxiety. So when your doggy cries a lot after you leave.
Well, see, then I've learned to do that. I give my dogs a chicken neck when we leave the house. As soon as you pick up my bag, the dogs go to the fridge and get all excited. So they're happy for you to leave because that's when they get their good treat.
Oh, yeah. Mine just loses his mind. Maybe I'm just a bad owner. I feel like a lot of this is just going to turn out to be me being
bad.
Didn't
you do the whole thing where you used to lock them inside, give them their treat, then you stand out at the front door and you only leave for 30 seconds. Then you come back in. And then an hour later, you leave for a minute. And then you come back in. Then you leave for 20 minutes. So that's how we taught our dogs for separation.
Whoa.
Because don't forget, I raised three children as a single parent on a farm. So I had to learn ways to manipulate these buggers.
You also had a show dog at some point, did you know?
Well, I had a Marama sheepdog when we lived on the farm, which is the stock guardians.
Yeah.
And, and it came and it was actually registered. And I'd never met another Marama. And they all said, come to the Royal Easter Show in Sydney and bring your dog. So I've turned up and I hadn't washed it properly because it's meant to be white and had bits of red still on it.
Yeah,
and the ladies
came.
So they rubbed chalk into these bits. It's all sneaky. So they put chalk into the white fur to get rid of the redness.
Yeah.
Well, I won. And the other eight people with the Marama wouldn't talk to me afterwards. No, I got trophies, bags of food, umbrellas, like pow things. And
you got a photo of that. Post it to the Instagram. I'd love to see the trophy.
No, I look terrible.
We'll Photoshop you. Okay, so here are the other things to look out for. You've got nervousness, fears, phobias, excessive barking, hyperexcitability, aggression towards new dogs or other dogs they live with, compulsive repetitive behaviours such as excessive licking, pasting or digging, inappropriate urination, and
no one likes inappropriate what do you call it?
Urination.
No one wants to be peed on.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are people out there that do it.
Yes, we're not going to get into fetishes, are we?
It's called golden shower.
It's too early for that. Look, my dog's got all of these things. So what I'm do you do?
Look, because my lovely daughter dates a lovely vet, and he's fantastic. He's a great vet.
Oh.
But the problem is he lives in New South Wales, so it's really
hard. I was going to say that'd be helpful. Maybe I'll invite you around, Tom. You seem like you know a lot. That you could help me with my little doggy Oscar.
Oh, we can do that, I think. But I think, look, just go straight for the thing. Put the dog on Prozac.
Another round, folks. It's time for...
Wisdom with my co-host, Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Tom. The other day I was with one of my friends and we were out and about and it was all fine. Everything was smiles. We're meeting new friends and they had awful breath.
Your friend had awful breath or you did?
No, friend did.
Oh, okay.
My breath's always pretty peachy, I think. I don't know. I didn't have any gum stuff. I didn't have any Listerine or any strips or anything like that. And I'm not good at confrontation, so I didn't know how to bring it up with them that your breath is stanky and we need to fix that. How would you go about remedying this situation?
See, honesty is the best policy. You take them, quietly. You hold their hand. You look like you're going to be really nice. I've got something important to tell you. Then you come straight out and say, you stink, move away. you got to draw them in so they listen, then hammer them hard. Yeah.
Whoa, I thought it would be the other way around. You hammer them hard and then draw them in to get like...
No, because if you hammer people first off, they automatically turn off and they don't listen to you. So this is how you manipulate your children. You start off very nicely and, you're lovely and wonderful. Then you hit them with the badness.
Yeah. Oh, but I thought doesn't that leave a bad taste in their mouth of you?
Well, they've already got a smelly taste in their mouth, so what bad taste are you looking for?
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.